Barney and Friends. Barney Simon. Jacaranda FM.
He's not dead. Ja, jou ouders het jou groot opgebring. Okay, groot gemaak, nie opgebring nie. Country.
South Africa.
We'll discuss that at the end of the show. Animal.
Dog.
Have you got pets at home?
We have a little miniature Borschwinkie at home. His name's Meatloaf.
Meatloaf. Meatloaf. Can you imagine the neighbors? You call him Meatloaf. And they're like, hey, Meatloaf, come inside.
Meatloaf.
And Meatloaf on the bed with you and your fiance at his own little place
not
in the kitchen?
When I'm in the bed.
Okay.
Yeah.
There are rules.
I know when I'm not there, he keeps her company, so which is fine.
There are rules in this house. Okay, food.
Oxtail.
David Viz says, you saw Samit May, the naked chef, I've heard. Do you love cooking? Do you spend a lot of time with your fiance in the kitchen? Is that where you guys chill out?
No, we actually don't. To be honest with you, I'm not much of a cook, and nor is she. What she makes well.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there's definitely a bit of, you know, couples cooking lessons in the future.
Okay, David, but you love brying, right? So do you love inviting the boys over and family and friends, and do you like your bry?
I enjoy it, but I'm not really good at it. Okay. I always say I'm English, so you know, there's always an off the course person up there who enjoys it. So why should I take that away from them?
I do the same thing. I just watch. There's always one person that, I can
just
bry.
Just takes over, yeah.
And then I just sit there and drink my beer. Lovely. I love
it. Exactly, yeah.
But they don't clean up afterwards. That's the problem.
No, the dishwasher does.
Okay, your favorite drink. What do you like?
Yeah.
After the game.
I'm a little bit of a sweet tooth. A little Spice Golden Coke Light always goes down well.
Okay. And then, do the guys still, like the old days, I suppose after a match, you know, the game's over, whoever won doesn't matter anymore. Now it's quality time with the players. Do you still spend a lot of time afterwards, drink a beer, have a chat with the coaches and the umpire? The umpires, are they there?
Yeah, not so much the umpires. We do after a game always, you know, I think it's important to just unwind after a game and have, you know, a beer or so with your teammates and just, you know, just chill and relax. And, you know, it's always nice also going across to the opposition and having a beer with them. It doesn't happen as often as it used to.
Mm.
But, yeah, there is definitely still that side of, you know, afterwards, half an hour, just chilling and unwinding a bit.
Still coming up after this song, I'm going to find out about David Viss's bad habits, his biggest fear, his biggest inspiration, and then the best time he's ever had on the pitch and off the pitch. Stay there. He asked me to play some Def Leppard for you. Hey, a bit of rock and roll Def Leppard. Pour some sugar on me, David Viss. You love your rock and roll, huh?
I do. Little punk at heart.
Little punk. And then why do you like Def Leppard? I mean, they've been around for years, hey? Wow.
Yeah, no, I just remember their CD, Hypnotize, I think it's, yeah?
Yeah.
Just used to play that the whole time and, you know, just learned me and enjoyed it.
Do you listen before you walk out or, you know, in the change rooms or whatever, when you get dressed, what goes first? Do you put your, what do you call these things, these pads? Do you put your pads on? When does the box go in last?
Yeah, I think everyone's different. I've got my own little routine going there, you know, this pad, this strap first, that one next. The box usually goes in last.
Okay, now standing there as well, you know, to face every ball, I can see, you know, you do this with a helmet and then you move like this and then, I don't know, they've got this obsession, some of the players, and they don't know they're doing it. And it's just like little rituals or whatever. What do you do that you actually know that you're doing? Like before they bowl, you have to do this. So maybe pull up your trousers or touch your helmet or whatever. What do you do that you do every time before you face a ball?
Well, I've been told I've got a lot of twitches. I don't know. I don't notice it. You know, just move the glove. Yeah, do this, do that. Move the helmet. I don't even notice that. I think it's just about getting comfortable.
Mm.
I do, at the end of every single over, make my mark. After I've hit a boundary, make my mark. And, you know, there's little things that you do just that keeps you focused and keeps you going the whole time.
And when it comes to bowling as well, I mean, all of a sudden you've become this amazing, and you love bowling, and I can see in your face, it's like every ball counts in cricket. You know, some of them you're going to, there'll be a wide. I mean, how does that feel? And your foot goes over that little the line, and it's a wide, and it's chaos. And, I mean, we saw what happened the other day to one of our cricketers, and they left him out of the team and whatever. Yeah. And then, you know, you have to pick yourself up again. And the team said, listen, don't worry. We are there for you. Yeah. And it must have happened to you as well. I mean, how do you pick yourself up after something like that? And it's just one over, you get hit for a six, a four, a wide, whatever. Mm. What goes on in your mind when after they've hit that six and you turn around and you walk back and then they give you the ball? What do you think about it? Do you think about tactics? How are you going to?
I think the one thing that's helped me a lot that I was told by our Titans coach, he told me that, you know, regardless of what happens with this ball, the next ball, or you go out for a duck or you get hit for a six, whatever, it's not going to make me think that you're a bad person or that I'm not going to like you now suddenly because you didn't do well. You're still the same person regardless of what you did or how you perform, you know. You're still the same person. So, you know, that kind of puts it in perspective that, you know, it's what we do. It's not who we are. So even though I go out for a duck or I get smashed for six sixes in an over or whatever, I'm still going to go home, still going to have my beautiful fiance at home, and I'm still the same person. So that makes it a little bit easier. Mm. But, you know, it is tough sometimes when, you know, you're going through a bit of a bad patch and you got to try and somehow get out of it and pick yourself up again. And, you know, we always say it's like the quicksand effect, is that once it starts going down, it goes down quickly, and then you got to know how to, you know, be mentally tough and strong to get out of that situation.
This is a tough one. Remember to pepper David with Afrikaans again, Loretta. Now, this is where I can bowl him out with my Afrikaans. I mean, you can make Afrikaans praat, nee, David?
Yeah, my past Afrikaans. Yeah, from Namibia off, so I'm not that bad, yeah.
So how did I, is that, was it middle pen geweest?
Middle pen, by pen, enige pen.
Enige pen. I can't bowl him out, yes, so Afrikaans is the... is te goed, en nou, dan wil die mense weet, by watter skole gaan jy weer workshops, want ek weet, in cricket as well, you're a role model for a lot of kids, and you know, I know the Titans put a lot of effort back into primary schools, high schools, charities, and things like that, so that takes up a lot of your time. Do you enjoy doing that, going to the schools and lecturing, and you know, a little bit of, you know, just to assist the kids and the teachers?
Yeah, I enjoy going there, because, you know, I remember when I was at school, it was always, you know, it's amazing when someone came there, and you know, you could see someone famous and you know, all of that stuff. So I don't mind it at all. I enjoy it. I enjoy interacting with the fans and with the kids and everything. Yeah, whenever there's an opportunity, I always go out and, you know, want to be with the sponsors and with the fans. And, you know, those are the people who got you where you are. You know, they're the ones who, you know, who support you. So you need to give back to them.
Okay, we're going back to the game. Bowler.
Wow, Dale Steyn. I totally blanked out there. Wow.
He has bowled at you, huh?
Yeah, no, he has.
Often. Have you whacked him for a six?
No, never.
A four?
Actually, I've faced him in the nets before, and that was okay. I mean, I've only faced him once in a game, okay. And he got me out the one ball that he bowled me in the game. So,
and,
I can't say
and afterwards... No, are you good friends with him? Is he a nice guy?
Yeah, no, Dale's fantastic. Okay. He stays in Cape Town now, but you know, he comes from, you know, Paraborwa up there and played for the Titans for a lot of years. So, you know, I've known him since even before he started playing for the Titans. So, you know, he's a very good guy.
Batsman.
Ashim Amla.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
Why do you think he's so good?
I just think good things happen to good people, and he's such a good person, you know, clean living, and I don't know, he's just all-around nice guy. Nice things are bound to happen to you. Mm. And, you know, don't take it away that he's amazingly talented. Yeah. And, you know, he's definitely, you know, he works hard and he's just the ultimate professional.
Great leader.
No, definitely. Yeah. Leading by example, 100%.
Now, sometimes you have to share rooms. I mean, who have you shared a room? Have you got a choice? Do you stand in a queue? I'm with Dumini today. Hey, Kobe, are you in my room, or how does it work?
When you go on tour with the Platiers, then you get your own place. That's why most of the times, because you got your own room, everything, you know, the wives, girlfriends come with, and all that.
Okay. Not like the rugby players.
No.
Can you imagine sharing a room with Kobus Visa?
And it's going to be a big room.
Osterrand and Quibbers Visa in one room.
But luckily for the Titans, we do share. We always share. And you kind of like, it's like you know who you're going to share with. Mm. You've got your set roommate. And if you want to change, you can change. But people just stick to who they're with. And yeah, I've been sharing with my roommate since I've started, six, 7 years. and we've actually lived together for a while also.
Oh, so good. So mates, you know each other well. Is he a good cook?
No, between us, I'm actually the better one. That's shocking.
Who is your roommate?
Lulof and Amava.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Nice guy to, you know, obviously you're going to fight as well.
Yeah.
This is my space and the toothbrush. The toothpaste, you know, just remember. Okay, you don't have a toilet up and down the seat.
No,
sorry,
issues there, yeah.
Barney and Friends. Barney Simon. Jacaranda FM.